The Barrack Room, Victorian Era, 1860s. Military and family life.
In this Victorian barrack room, everything would be laid out so neat. On the bed would be the remainder of his kit, which wasn't in the box, his cleaning brushes for his boots, his brush for his brasso, his washing kit, which included the razor and the shaving brush, his toothbrush, would all be laid out neatly on an item called a holdall, which was also an issued piece of kit, which invariably had to be scrubbed and whitened and ironed, if you had an iron, and all these items of washing kit laid out on top of it in a set order. Socks had to be folded in the same way. The shirts had to be folded in the same way, all laid out on the bed, and God help the soldier who was out of sync with all the others. It was every man's job, responsibility or duty to make sure that his kit was immaculate, because the army at that time, and still today as far as I know, operates on competition. This squad has got to be better than that squad. This room has got to be better than that room. And God help the man, in either case, who lets the remainder of the squad down. It was all the soldiers' leisure time in the Victorian days was spent preparing and polishing and looking after that kit ready for the next day's inspection. So if you want to keep a soldier busy, give him a lot of kit and tell him to get cleaning it. Now, the bed themselves, over the years, in the Victorian days, it's very possible that mattress that you see now, which was a later issue, the mattress he would have had then would have been filled with straw.
You seen the skull?
Yeah, the scuttle's there. Don't forget, after that, it needs to be polished again. We've got to make sure that everything is okay.
Well, I'm just getting the call. I ain't doing that as well.
Yeah, well, don't forget to take your boots off when you come back in.
Yeah. Make sure that your boots are not going to be on the floor there.
Yeah, I'll be careful. I'm doing the drill. Don't worry.
Well, I look smart, because it's getting cold, isn't it?
Yeah, all right, I'm going.
Good boy. Let's get the other three of us.
You may also notice a child's kangaroo toy on the floor. It belongs to children who are peering from behind a curtain. Occasionally, some of the Victorian barrack rooms house the families of some of the soldiers. The family was often kept separate from the other male soldiers as they lived behind a large curtain at the back of the room. It was quite common for the wives to perform low-paid tasks for soldiers, such as washing, cleaning, and sewing.